In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. One of the very apparent themes of the Paschal feast is that of victory. Victory. The victory of Christ. The victory of Christ over sin. The victory of Christ over the devil, the victory of Christ over death. And it was a hard-fought victory. And indeed, it was a victory unto the death. Unto the death of sin, the death of the devil, and the death of death. And when Christ was upon the cross and the earth was darkened, the earth quaked, there was this last angry struggle where the devil thought he had won. Nature itself was horrified at the crucifixion of the eternal Son of God. Nature itself was angry at the sight. The Father, we can't say what God the Father understood at that moment and how he received it, but on his behalf, all of creation was angry at the injustice, at the apparent loss, not the victory, at the apparent defeat of Christ and his truth and his message and his hope and his life for the people of Israel. But indeed, Christ's victory came, and came first unseen by anyone, unknown, unwitnessed, when he rose up quietly on that morning. And we live as Christians by that victory, which became apparent with the grave clothes left behind and the risen Lord appearing to the apostles. The Lord handed his victory to them to share in it, to share in his winnings, in his life, which was never put out. And indeed, again, down through the ages and life of the church, the victory is offered to each generation of those who will believe, those who will live by him, and those who will follow him. And it's not, however, for us, one Paschal victory is not sufficient. Whether we have had a successful Lent or not, Pascha is always a victory for each and every one of us as we partake of it. But our choice to win or lose goes on after these days. We have to hold on to the Paschal life. We have to hold on to what God has shown us in this holy season. And again, as he will show us, God willing, in the holy seasons ahead, so that we might grasp and hold on to Christ's victory, and even to the end, even into the end, because in the end of our life it may be a very quiet moment of isolation and loneliness, that we have to rise up for the last time and hold on to the victory that Christ has shown us throughout our life. So let us take this Paschal joy, let us never take it for granted. We will weaken and we will falter as we move away from these days. We will become satiated and overfed again. But nonetheless, this is our life, this is our hope, this is our truth. By these days, we live by Christ's victory. Indeed, we prosper and we have hope of eternal life and of Christ's ultimate victory. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen.